Linda Allen has been selling health insurance in New Hampshire since 1976. She says her Manchester brokerage office has never been as busy as it is right now.
I'd say our phone is ringing probably triple what it usually does with questions from our clients and from people who aren't our clients.
Allen says she's fielding a lot of questions about discontinuation notices from Anthem. Last month, the company notified 22,000 customers that their current plans aren't being offered again in 2014 because they fail to meet requirements under so-called Obamacare. The law now mandates policies to cover more services, including maternity care and mental health benefits, and limit deductibles and other out-of-pocket expenses. What Anthem's first letter didn't make clear to some people, however, is that you can renew your current plan. At a legislative committee meeting on Tuesday, Anthem's Director of Government Relations, Paula Rogers, said a follow-up letter is in the mail.
There is another communication going out to policyholders, which I think more clearly than the discontinuation letters lays out all of the options.
Consumers will need to wade through these options quickly. The deadline for renewing early is November 15th. And many customers will likely take them up on the offer. That's because any individual plans bought after January 1st won't include access to 10 of the state's 26 hospitals. There is a trade-off, though. Renewing now means you can't get the subsidies available through the new health exchange marketplaces that, for many people, will bring down the cost of insurance dramatically. Sabrina Corlett, senior research fellow at Georgetown University, says there's another problem with early renewals.
It could end up driving up insurance premiums in 2015 and beyond.
Corlett says that's because those most likely to renew are male, younger, and healthier, who can handle the risk of a skinnier policy. If they don't buy into the health exchange this year, sicker people will drive up costs in that pool, forcing insurers to try to recoup that money in the out years.
In some ways, it's sort of extending the pain of a market transition longer than it needed to be.
To try to quicken the process, some states, including Missouri, Illinois, and Rhode Island, are prohibiting early renewals. Alex Feldwebel with the State Insurance Department says New Hampshire won't be following suit.
It's never a good thing to remove an option that consumers have.
Feldwebel says people need to weigh all their choices before deciding to renew or purchase a different plan through the exchange. There's still a little more than a week left to decide. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.